they've done is sped up the process. Before, in the past, we've actually not seen it to be a big deterrent for those who are really interested in serving in the federal government that they have to have a security clearance or a background check in and of itself. But the time that it's taken for that process to happen has been so extensive and so elongated that what that has done is turned many people off. They said, you know what, I've been offered a job by the government, but I can't start because I haven't had a security check, I haven't had a security clearance, I haven't had a background check. And then it goes months and months and months and maybe even a year or more before that was taken care of. In the meantime, they've said, you know what, I can't wait. I need to move on. I've got other offers. So what OPM has really been able to do is streamline the security clearance process in and of itself so that it no longer takes as long as a year to happen. And, in fact, in most cases now, they're anticipating they projected that in most cases, someone actually has their security clearance within 60 days.
This was, even a couple years ago, this was a complete mess.
Yeah,
and a lot of progress has been made.
Yeah, Chris, at one point, not too long ago, within the past year and a half, there were more than 500,000 people who were backlogged waiting for security clearances and background checks. Today, that number is at about $150,000 or $160,000, and OPM actually has said that $160,000 is pretty much an average, simply based on the number of applicants and the number of new people that they're bringing in on a fairly regular basis. So that $160,000, they actually feel is definitely their head is completely above water.
So what is it they're doing now to make it right, and why weren't they doing this from the very beginning?
Yeah, well, I think some of it, Amy, is that they put more staff attention to it. And again, in looking at the new folks who will be coming in with the Obama administration, OPM has also said, look, if we realize that we're starting to fall behind again, we're going to bring in additional staff and contractors to make sure that we don't fall way far behind. One of the key things that they've done, though, in clearing this backlog is not only doubling their investigative staff, but also they've really adopted some new technologies as well. And included in those are optical devices and electronic fingerprinting stuff as well. So before, you literally had to go in, you had to do your fingerprints, and then either send them in or you had to go to a federal center and actually do them on the spot. Now they can do all that electronically, and the fingerprinting check then, instead of taking literally weeks or months from the time that you may send somebody their fingerprinting card to do and the time that you get it back, now that entire process takes 24 hours.
They made a lot of progress also on getting agencies to share, so you get cleared from one agency, that's transferable to another agency.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a problem as well. You'd apply to one agency, you'd get accepted. You'd maybe apply to a couple of others as well, and you literally had to go through the process at each and one, every one of those. Very seldom was the information shared, and if the information was shared, typically another agency wouldn't pick it up from, okay, this person actually did everything, they made it through the process on the other one. They would actually add on things on top of that. So what they've tried to do is create a more consistent across-the-board approach to things as well.
The other thing that just shocked me about this process when I first started covering it, I guess about 2-3 years ago, something like that, was almost everything was done in paper. So you had to take paper from place to place to place to get and pull all the paper. There was almost none of it was electronic. And that's something that they've, I think, worked a good deal on so you can exchange information in a more easy way.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Chris, that fingerprinting example that I used earlier is one of those that is really indicative of that. Is where in the past you enter the process of getting cleared, and as a potential federal employee, you needed to go get fingerprinted. You had to make sure that it was on the right type of fingerprinting card, so on and so forth. If it wasn't, that held things up, and you kind of went back to step one again. So again, I think certainly the electronic sharing of information and speeding up some of those processes has helped tremendously.
There's a lot of scrutiny out there when it comes to agency budgets. Are they going to be able to keep this momentum going forward? Could we see even less of a backlog ahead?
I I think I made the comment earlier that OPM certainly has their head above water in terms of doing this. What I didn't say was that they were treading water. I really do believe that they've got their head above water on this, have made significant strides. I actually think that absolutely they can keep the momentum going. I actually think in the long run this is probably a much more a much less expensive, much less time consuming way to go about this. And again, in the end, really creates greater efficiency and gets the job done.